You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanna defend, but not to cover a newsie. Oh well, guess they can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone, the public excuse me.
Wanting my cake and eat it too. Wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego deflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee, a blue sleeve, a few ink. Use it as a tool when I blew stink. Hit the lottery, food week. But with what I gave up to get was this week. It's like winning and use me. I'm lying cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a strength, a beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, turning cuckoo and kooky is cool sheep. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause I'm
friends with the monster.
Hey, very good morning to you. On my birthday. Yeah, what's up? So, if you're listening and you haven't sent me, like, a text or an email, like, all these other people that I don't really know are sending me, like, come on. What is that? I don't even know this guy. And they call me, like, Mike. No, like, some. There's a few people in my life that call me Mike. Most call me Mac or Michael. Few call me Mike. Hey, Mike. Yeah, who are you? Anyway, Martin Luther King used to do that. Martin Luther King's real name? Michael. Father changed it when he was like, I don't know, 10, 11, after he went to Europe. Father was very impressed with Martin Luther, so he changed his own name. And since his son was Michael Luther King, he changed his name too. And so, you know, he knew that he was dealing with a friend when somebody would yell, hey, Mike. What's up? So anyway, yeah, 60 years old today. Are you kidding me? What is that? I never in my life, like when I was a kid, like, geez, what's it going to be like when I'm 60? Never in my life had that thought. So anyway, good morning to everybody out there. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. We are going to... We're going to talk to Tom Drowdy, Brigadier General type, and we're going to talk to Chris Woodbridge. Now, I'm juggling their times. Woodbridge's time is limited. So I'm trying to get Drowdy to slide left 30 minutes. I'm not sure if that'll happen. So Woody will come on at 7:30, but I want to talk to them. I want to get their thoughts about the Navy, you know. Coincidentally, December 7th, a day that will live in infamy in American history. And I'm going to play for you the entire speech that Franklin Roosevelt gave to a joint session of Congress on the 8th. You guys know a day that will live in infamy, right? Well, you should hear the whole speech. And you probably never have. So, who's your buddy? That's right. So, I'll remedy that for you. Question, did Roosevelt address the nation on December 7th? Busy day. A. Answer, no. Guess who did? His wife. Yeah. In an amazing little piece of American history, Eleanor Roosevelt goes on... national radio and addresses the nation and talks about what's ahead of the country. Yeah, pretty amazing. The First Lady goes on goes on that night and talks about it. So today, a historical day. For those of us, obviously, that are adults, we've had our own day of infamy on that we've lived through in probably a much more vivid way than Americans in 1941 lived through. They heard it through the radio. We watched it live on television. on September 11th. And so we've had our own day of infamy, you know, and so I don't know that we all have to conjure up, you know, the thoughts of that day. It doesn't take much to be empathetic to what people felt. I mean, can you imagine hearing that the Pacific Fleet, the mighty American Pacific Fleet, was mostly sunk to the bottom of Pearl Harbor, which is what they heard on December 7th, and that the Japanese, what was going to happen? Would the Japanese attack the West Coast and yada, yada, yada? So anyway, so today we'll talk about the Navy a little bit, more by coincidence than by design, honestly. So Chris Woodbridge will join us in about 23 minutes. Get his thoughts on Navy and the challenges in front of the Navy and see if he has any why so far off the mark. So we'll talk to him, and then Tom Dravy, as I said, Brigadier General of the United States Marine Corps. Hopefully he'll join us at the bottom of the hour, but he may not. And that's Woodbridge's fault. Okay. So and then today there's a whole bunch of other news that's going to happen. The director of the FBI is going to testify at some point this morning, but he's going to testify in open session. So how much can he really say? It'll be a PR event. And that's getting ready to get going now. He's being seated as we speak in front of the House Judiciary Committee that is holding an FBI oversight. And the FBI has had a rough, 18 months? And earlier this week, yesterday, played comments from the former U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia saying that it's been politicized. And had very low opinion of James Comey and his conduct as the director of the FBI. And I think the rest of us have all been in the military, and you've been in organizations. And, you know, people might not always understand what's going on based on what they see, because you have to act on things that the public doesn't see. Okay? But there comes a point when there's enough data points where you've scratched your head. They can only say, yeah, you don't really understand for so long before it is what you largely think it is, and that is, it ain't right. And I think the FBI is at that place. And there's been enough goofy, odd, doesn't make sense to me, head-scratcher events going on in that organization this morning ought to be interesting. The other thing that will be interesting is Senator Franken his staff denied that he was resigning today, yesterday, amid comments from colleagues that said that they expected him to resign. So we'll see. That's supposed to happen in about 51 minutes. So we'll do that. The gunner's going to join us here on my birthday, and he will pay homage. That's right. Or there will be trouble. There will be trouble. So so good morning to you on the 7th day of December. There is, 17 more shopping days before Christmas? Yep. So you got that going for you. And the United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. We'll do the weather. And then you'll hear Franklin Roosevelt. Yeah, in his speech. It's about 9 minutes long. Yeah, 9-minute speech on December 8th. 1941 to a joint session of Congress. So, good morning to you. Thanks for making us part of your day on this Thursday in the first week of December. And I think it's the second week of Advent for all you Christians out there. And for everybody else, happy holidays to you. So, good morning. you know, is it wrong for me to keep score of in which order my children say happy birthday? Yeah. Well, the one singing this, or as part of this ensemble, was number one at 1:15 in the morning. I don't know if that means he was out because he's in Las Vegas. I don't know if that means he's out. But Patrick, number one.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Franklin Roosevelt coming up here next on All Marine Radio. Currently cloudy and 42 in Quantico, Virginia, where my oldest son has been up 3 hours ahead of anybody else. He has not wished me a happy birthday. That's where he is. It's raining at Camp Lejeune and 43 degrees. Granbury, Texas has dropped down to 41 degrees. Under cloudy skies. Montana all the way up to 36 under cloudy skies. 29 Palms dropped down to 45 degrees under sunny skies. Camp Pendleton warmed up. Yeah, it was a nice night last night. Sunny and 60 right now at Pendleton. Okinawa, cloudy, dark, 67 as Okinawa cools off. Raqqa, clear and 49. Marja, clear and 49 at the home of All Marine Radio. Partly cloudy, 67 degrees, looking for a high of 80 today. Yeah, that's 80 with an E. Boom. That's right. All right, before we get to the, I don't know that we'll get to the news of the day today. We may not. And if we don't, it's my party. I can cry if I want to. Okay, Franklin Roosevelt. You probably never heard the entire speech. And it's one of the things that I always like about a long format radio is the ability to do longer things. And I really enjoy speeches, significant speeches that you've only heard a snippet of. You know whose speeches I'd really like to? I wish I was fluent in German. I'd love to sit and listen to Hitler's speeches. Because, you know, I look at that dude, he's got the bad mustache, he's got a bad haircut overall, right? And he's like a spastic speaker. What was he saying? You know? What in God's name was that guy saying that was so intoxicating? Yeah, I watch it. Whoa, man, what? That guy needs to chill out. And he needs to stop spitting, okay? Come on. And grow the rest of the mustache, okay? That thing looks ridiculous. All right. So, Franklin Roosevelt, on December 8th, 1941, after his wife had addressed the nation the previous evening, because he was decisively engaged in trying to figure out exactly what the hell had happened, doing that over phone lines, and that was a form of communication, and trying to get some assessment of where the Japanese headed for the West Coast, what was the state of the Pacific Fleet, and what would he say to Congress the following day. So, yeah, a little bit of American history.
The capital of the United States, December 8th, 1941. Today,
I love this thought.
The United States convenes in a solemn joint session, a session that will hear the President of the United States deliver his message that will ask for a declaration of war with Japan. The House chamber, always looking small and overcrowded, has today attained a dignity that overcomes even the great girders that temporarily support the glass roof of the chamber. The gallery started filling early this morning and, of course, are now packed. To witness this historic occasion are most of the dignitaries and officials of the Capitol. At 12 o'clock, the Speaker of the House, Sam Rayburn, called the House to order after a brief prayer by the Chaplain of the House, Dr. James Sherrill Montgomery. The House passed the resolution which provided for the joint session and then recessed until the call of the chair, which is expected shortly before 12:30. The Supreme Court at this time, I believe, is walking into the chamber, and the cabinet is also coming in at this time. And so after they come in, the President of the United States will arrive, and at that time we intend to turn you over to the Speaker's platform. We take you now to the Speaker's platform as the President is arriving.
Senators and representatives, I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United States. Members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after, Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. And while this reply stated that it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations, it contained no threat or hint of war or of armed attack. It will be recorded that the distance of Hawaii from Japan makes it obvious that the attack was deliberately planned many days or even weeks ago. During the intervening time, the Japanese government has deliberately sought to deceive the United States by false statements and expressions of hope for continued peace. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Hong Kong. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Guam. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. The people of the United States have already formed their opinions and well understand the implications for the very life and safety of our nation.
You know, think about that. On September 11th, you know, we watched the United States get attacked. As the sun came up on December 8th, that list of Malaya, Singapore, Wake, Hong Kong, the Philippines, I mean, that's an astounding list. That's an astounding list, and it came to a complete shock to the United States. It's amazing.
As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense. But always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
President Franklin Roosevelt. I mean, think about it. You know, if you just zero in on Pearl Harbor, I don't think really, as you listen to his speech, it doesn't do justice the daunting task in front of the United States that morning. You know, I mean, as they met and didn't go to bed on the night of December 7th, the thought of what is it going to take to go defeat Japan? How do we do it? Our amphibious capability? Not so much. Shipping? Do we have, you know? How do we convert our economy to a wartime economy? And the nation got about that. And the stories are are astounding. In fact, you know what? One of the things I probably haven't done a story on is the victory plan. And this guy named Albert Wiedemeyer. And his name has been brought up on the program because he was one of the, grew up speaking German in his household, being German, and went to the Kriegs Academy as a student, was one of the few United States military officers that went to the German war school, and that has an incredible reputation. And he came back, and he translated their troop leading manual and did a whole series of things that as the Marine Corps embraced maneuver warfare, you saw Wiedemeyer's name, on occasion as somebody who contributed to the thought about how the Germans conceived of war. But anyway, he was a major, and he was instrumental in writing the victory plan. Yeah, a major. Are you kidding me? What a joke. Where were the colonels, for God's sake? Yeah, the senators of the United States military. They were riding horses and playing golf because that's what those jackasses did back in the day. So we're going to take a quick break. But it's amazing when you listen to it and you think of it wasn't just Pearl Harbor and the Pacific Fleet and the number of casualties that we suffered at Pearl Harbor. It was it was. The entire Pacific had been attacked, and the United States was asleep at the switch. How does that happen? How do they move that kind of men and material without us knowing about it? I would have had somebody's ass, the director of intelligence. I'd have had that guy's ass, whoever the hell that was. Yeah, what are you guys doing out there? Drinking Mai Tais and goofing off, you idiots? So, yeah, the book At Dawn We Slept is about, you know, the intelligence failures and... So, anywho, we'll take a quick break. We're going to talk about the Navy, by coincidence, but Tom Grouty's going to join us, retired Brigadier General, and Chris Woodbridge will join us. So, sit back, relax, enjoy this morning, December 7th, my birthday, along with a day that will live in infamy. So, stand by.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nelson. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.